This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
60929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, Hawks get a much-needed win last night as they close out the 2023 year. And now coming up tomorrow night, they will be back at it as, look, they try to get things cranked up and going at home against Oklahoma City. We talked about this at the start of the show. Six of their next eight games are at home, and Oklahoma City has been, I think it's their best 31-game record in years or franchise history or whatever, but they've been pretty good this year, so we'll see what happens coming up tomorrow night. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our friend of the show, Lauren Williams. She, of course, covers the Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, AJC.com, as we can check out all of her great work and follow her on her personal Twitter page, at Williams Lauren L. And Lauren, happy new year to you, and we thank you so much for being on the show with us tonight.
Happy new year. Hopefully it will be a happy new year for the Hawks. As you mentioned, they ended 2023 on the right note, getting a win over the Wizards, but you know that's a team that they're supposed to beat. So you're hoping now that we'll see some much better performances, more consistency out of them heading into 2024.
You know, Lauren, Trae Young had a December to remember, and he might end up being the player of the month. He averaged over 30 points, over 12 assists, shot over 42% from three, 47.5% from the field, where he had been struggling in the first couple of months of the year. He had a monster December, but the team was 4-10. It's a microcosm of your best player did everything he could do. Your best, most important player has done everything he can do, and it just doesn't translate into enough wins.
Yeah, I think one of the things that you want to see with this team is you see the importance of Jalen Johnson, right? They lost him toward the end of November in Washington, D.C., and it's as if the season kind of took a nosedive from there, and you kind of got exposed to how much the Hawks don't have a lot of depth within that roster. They don't have a lot of size. They were relying on Garrison Matthews, Wesley Matthews, Patty Mills to kind of cobble together a solid enough rotation to try and get things going. But those guys are a little bit smaller. And with the NBA being a league that averages about 6'7" across all 30 teams, it's kind of hard when you're playing guys who are 6'4", 6'5", 6'6". You can't make up for that lack of size. And I think we also saw how much Jalen Johnson, is an important factor on the defensive end. And for a Hawks team that has struggled with defense for God knows how long, they really needed a guy like Jalen Johnson out there who I think is putting up some numbers that really, really solidify a case for most improved player at the end of the regular season. But as you said, This team went 4-10 with Trey putting up some historic numbers, tying Oscar Robinson at seven straight games of 30-plus points, 10-plus assists. So we're glad to see that from Trey, obviously, but I think it just solidifies how much more depth this team needs to have and what they need to do at the trade deadline if they can make enough assets up to, you know, be somewhat of a buyer if that's what they want to do, or they need to make a decision if they're going to be sellers. So I think that's kind of what that stretch really taught us about this team.
And Lauren, and I'm not trying to downplay Jalen Johnson's contributions and what he means to this team, but I brought this up a couple weeks ago, and we actually I talked to our friend, mutual friend Brad Rowland about this.
Yep.
That Jalen Johnson, you know, there's a stat in baseball that they use called wins above replacement. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Johnson must be the number one wins above replacement player in the NBA because we still have a max extension guy on the team. We have mm-hmm. a super max player on the team. So again, mm-hmm. I understand his importance, and I'm saying this kind of facetiously in some ways, but again, if we can't overcome Jalen Johnson and the fact that he only had six starts coming into the year, like what does that say about? Like I keep saying that this team mm-hmm. is fundamentally flawed in some ways. If we have a super max yep. guy and a DeJounte Murray again, and we can't win without Jalen Johnson, like we're in trouble. Like again, we've got trouble besides just our star players. If we can't come up with enough mm-hmm. guys to win, we've got a lot of problems on this team.
Yeah, like I said, I really think Johnson's absence exposed the lack of depth that this roster has. And it just makes you wonder where it is that they're going to go out and hopefully get some size to kind of bolster their front court. You know, during that stretch, DeAndre Hunter, you know, he did what he could, but he can't stay on the court. You know, he's always got a bump or a bruise, and you know, he's important to this team. Quinn Snyder really likes what DeAndre Hunter brings to this team. I also think we saw just how much help that they need, especially when it comes to rim protection. Clint Capella had a really good December as well, but again, when you're playing a ton of teams that have a lot of size and your center is 6'11", and your starting power forward in Sadiq Bey is 6'7", 6'8", and you know, it just doesn't have as much versatility as a guy like Jalen Johnson, then again, I think it just shows you that this team really does need to make a decision on if they're going to quote-unquote start over with this roster construction or if they're going to try and package up some players that they have right now and try to make some kind of moves. They do still have John Collins' trade exception that they did not use this offseason, and I think it's time that they really do try to get this roster figured out, because I think they have a lot of guys who play a lot of the same positions. And one of the things that we talked about with Trae Young at today's practice is when he was looking at a team like the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are currently playing, and they'll play the Hawks tomorrow night. Everybody on that team knows their role. And so I think when you have a lot of guys who are playing similar positions, who have an idea of what they're capable of, who are trying to, you know, do more than what necessarily might be their skill set, you run into problems like I think this Hawks team has been running into over the past couple of years. You have a lot of guys who aren't satisfied with their role and playing that role to the best of their ability.
Lauren Williams covers Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. She is joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So I always look at the NBA schedule and season in just mm-hmm. chunk pieces, okay? Mm-hmm. So you look at the next eight games. So this team is 13-19. You look at the mm-hmm. next eight games. Six of those eight games are going to be at home, where they've been yep. dreadful at home.
Yep.
And they're 4-9 at home, for those that don't know, this year. This really feels like an important stretch as we start. And you and I have talked about this. Hey, listen, you get into March and you're on the road constantly and you mm-hmm. got the West Coast trips. But this, even just this eight-game stretch feels vitally mm-hmm. important that you've got to start to get this thing turned around and at home. And, you know, again, there's some good teams that are going to play, but you're at home and you're at the majority of home. Like, this feels like an important 8-game stretch that they have got to get some things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Figure it out and start to get this thing going in the right direction.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And one of those things that they have to figure out is how to sustain leads. Or when they are on that strong run that they have built up to come back from behind and get within a possession, completing those. One of the things that we've seen with this team is that they get a little bit complacent. The ball gets stagnant. The offense stops moving, and the opposing team comes back into the game, erases that double-digit lead, and then we're talking about the Hawks having a loss as opposed to having a win. So I think one of the biggest things that they have to do is just making sure that, again, consistency, doing all of the things that worked for them to get a lead, whether that's transition defense, rebounding the ball, contesting threes, making free throws, just, you know, things that don't seem like they should be, you know, a big deal, but it just seems like this team has had trouble so far this season executing those things consistently. I mean, you look at the Washington game. They missed, what, seven of their free throws in the last 2 minutes. That's just not a recipe for success. Fortunately for them, they're playing the Wizards, and they were able to hold on and pull off the win. But against better teams, like the Oklahoma City Thunder, like the Indiana Pacers who will be here, like Philadelphia who will be here on January 10th, they're going to have to put up much better performances than that, take care of the ball. Again, get back in transition, make sure they're contesting as many shots as possible, because, you know, you can put up a really great defensive performance, and if you're not completing that possession and getting the rebound, well, you just gave the team another opportunity. And we've seen that this team hasn't, you know, been the best at stopping some of those second chance opportunities. So, yeah, I think that's kind of one of those things that we're going to have to see them do, is just executing on a consistently high level, moving forward.
So last question for you, Lauren. I mean, it's not as far now, but, you know, the trade deadline isn't until February. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most deals don't really get done until the trade deadline happens. You know, mm-hmm. if over this next 8 games that, you know, things aren't continuing to go well or things aren't getting turned around, I'm not saying hit the panic button, but
yeah.
do you need to start getting something changed up quicker than later? Like, if this team isn't, you know, where it needs to be even after these next 8 games, mm-hmm. something's got to change. Like, something you can't continue to get yourself further and further behind the eight ball and just wait for the trade deadline. And I know that's hard, mm-hmm. but just, you know, it feels like that if something is going to happen and you need something and you're not where you're supposed to be, you really can't afford to wait until the deadline, can you?
I think you can continue to explore as many options as you can. The deadline is the deadline for the reason. And we do see a lot of teams, you know, throwing up those big trades right on that day. So I think you can see a lot of the things unfold on February 8th. We saw it last year with the five-team trade that netted them Sadiq Bey. And we're not necessarily saying that that worked out in their favor, but it's a trade that's been paying off for them a little bit, you know, throughout the first few games of his career as a Hawk. And then even in some moments in the later part of the season. So I think you can wait a little bit up until the trade deadline, especially as teams who, you know, might have an even greater chance at going to the playoffs might be in a position where they're trying to sell a few of their pieces to get something back. But I think, you know, the trade deadline could really be something that kickstarts the direction that we see that the Hawks want to take. I think right now we just don't know what it is exactly that they're really looking for. We think we know as far as they need some size, they need some defenders, they need some really intense players who can spark energy right away. But as far as what they're able to negotiate with some of the other teams, they might have to pull in a second or third team, and it might not be a straightforward trade. So that might be something that forces it to go all the way up to the trade deadline.
Well, hopefully it's not too late. Like, hopefully, you know, again, we don't find ourselves, you know, deeper and deeper into a hole, because we're 40% of the way through the season. So it's,
yes.
You know, we're moving right along in this year. Lauren Williams, she, of course, covers the Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, AJC.com, so you can check out all of her great work. You can follow her on her personal Twitter page, at Williams Lauren L, and she joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Lauren, my friend, appreciate it, as always. Thanks for a few minutes on the show. We will certainly chat again with you here soon.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.